This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And please remember, we are not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
We do. I want to highlight, definitely not an expert. I feel like every day I'm learning something new.
Yeah.
I mean that,
but
about
I mean,
life.
Kate, I don't want you to downplay your expertise.
I don't know, Dori. I want to tell you, I got a facial today for the first time in a year.
Okay.
And she was wonderful. And a lot of the advice I was getting from her, I was like, uh-oh, I think I just gave the wrong advice on the last episode of the podcast.
Like what?
Well, I might have encouraged people to exfoliate their skin too much.
Oh.
As I was talking to her, I was like, oh, you are a professional esthetician with years of experience. I'm a woman who goes nuts on Sephora.com. Occasionally.
How did she say your skin felt?
I want to tell you, she said it was in good shape.
Okay.
So maybe I'm...
See what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying...
You're right.
Like, you need to give yourself a little credit. You know what works for you. And all we can do is talk about what has worked for us based on our own experience. And, you know, one thing that I love about the Facebook group is that someone asks a question and like a bunch of people chime in because they all have their own experience. We are all our own experts, Kate.
This is true. And can we just say we have a Facebook group now?
Yeah. And it is popping.
It is popping.
So
it's real
get
fun.
In there.
Get in there. It's Forever 35 Podcast. If you go in groups on Facebook, you should find it.
The actual URL is facebook.com/group/Forever35Podcast.
Yeah. And we'll talk about things.
Everything.
I mean, it is going to go there.
Oh, yeah. I think it's already gone there.
It's a nice space, and I'm very excited it got made.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
Thank you for making
there.
It, Kate.
I did it. I was not searching for a compliment, but I really set you up on that one.
I'm here to give you those compliments.
But we do want to shout out all the people who have emailed us. Oh my gosh, I got so many music recommendations. I'm so excited.
Oh, you know what? I had one for you too.
Okay.
The new album by First Aid Kit.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, I think you'll like them. They're two girls from...
Oh. Another country? Sweden?
Sweden?
I just read an article about them.
They're great.
Are they sisters, maybe?
I think so. And they're like 21 or something.
Great.
I really enjoy their music.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm going to make a little playlist. I need to go in and extract all the recommendations.
You should make a Forever 35 playlist.
Oh, that's a good idea.
On Spotify.
Well, I've been listening to a lot of G-Eazy, so I'm excited to mix it up.
I'm sorry.
I'm really enjoying the song No Limit.
Okay.
Just want to put that out there.
Great.
If anyone wants my recommendation, that's what I blast when my kids aren't in the car.
Kate, I also just want to put in a quick plug for leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, that helps us so much.
It is a huge help. Thank you to everyone who has already done it, including the person who was like, I never leave reviews. Yeah. I love those people.
Yeah, be a never leave review, but I'm going to leave a review person.
Totally. You're the best.
It is genuinely a big help to any podcast that you listen to rate and leave a review.
Yeah, like while you're leaving us a review, leave another podcast a review. Yeah. Why not? Share the wealth.
Forward.
Exactly.
I have started since doing this podcast. I've started leaving reviews.
On like a million podcasts.
Just going
ones you don't even listen to.
Don't even listen. I'm like, oh, okay. 5 stars.
The chemistry
for
between the hosts is amazing.
I just feel like it's a little thing.
It is. It's really nice.
And review books. I review now. Yes. Review books on everything too.
Oh my god, me too.
So Dory, a friendly reminder to anyone listening: products on our site. Wait, products mentioned here.
Yes, and everything. Like literally, Kate and I go through. We listen to the podcast. We write everything down so we make sure we do not miss a single thing.
Cookbooks. Skincare, makeup,
everything.
Towels. It's all on
our site, forever35podcast.com. I got a little crazy with the fonts. I mean, it's looking good.
You're expressing yourself.
I really am. And if there's other stuff that you want to see on the website, I have to say, Kate, we've had a few requests for product images.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm taking that under advisement.
Okay.
Going to propose it to the council being you and me.
Sure.
And yeah, so.
As long as we can use them without infringing on a copyright.
I think, I don't think they care if it's like a stock image of an eyeliner.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So look for some images, guys.
Get that up there.
Yeah. Your requests are our
demand.
Command? Something?
Anyway. We like them though.
Anyway. Yeah. And also, if you shop through the links on our website, it helps us pay Sammy.
Pay Sammy. We're going to pay Sammy regardless.
Yeah, but
Sammy deserves our money.
Sammy needs her paper.
Yeah, but more importantly, it helps. What am I fucking talking about? More importantly, if you give us money, we give it to Sammy.
Yeah.
Sammy, have we talked enough about you? Or should we just keep saying your name over and over again?
Okay.
So, Dory.
Yes, Kate.
Can I tell you what I'm doing?
I would love to hear what you're doing.
Okay, listen. I signed up for this thing called a Whole Life Challenge.
Oh, boy. That sounds even gnarlier than the Whole 30.
Why did I do it?
I don't know.
I did it because I'm trying to, instead of, as I've mentioned, focus on like losing weight or stuff that's restrictive or is just going to set me up for failure and unhealthy habits, I'm trying to implement some changes in my life that will make me feel more calm and balanced. I'm trying to get off my phone, trying to have some mindfulness, trying not to drink coffee because that makes me feel not good.
Not at all.
Coffee makes me, I like butter coffee where you put the grass-fed butter into it. I buy that at a local restaurant. But yeah, coffee makes my anxiety really bad.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I try not to drink it. So I signed up for this thing called a Whole Life Challenge, where it's a challenge to like get you to eat better and exercise more and stretch. But there's also like a sleep element to it.
Ooh. And now you're speaking my language.
Yeah. Like a mindfulness element where you have to like have calm breathing for 10 minutes a day and stretch for 10 minutes a day. And then also reflect. So every day you have to kind of like write about your day and how it went. And it's hard. And I am not doing well at it. And maybe that's the point.
What aspects of it are the hardest for you?
I think what has been challenging for me is that my life is very chaotic.
Yeah.
And I had been, it feels just like kind of it's a whirlwind. And sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way.
Mm, like it's another thing you have to think about.
I'm trying to do things to calm down the whirlwind, but I can't get the whirlwind to calm down.
Right.
Wow, that made, again, no sense.
No, I get it. I get it. I'm processing it.
So it's and it's good to realize, like, finding time to sit and stretch for 10 minutes a day is kind of annoying.
Yeah, 10 minutes feels like a long time
it's
when you're just
so
sitting and stretching.
Long. Can I also mention one other thing that happened to me this
you
week?
You may.
And then you have many important things to talk to us about.
A few.
Here's one thing. I bought freaking La Mer skin cream.
Oh, boy.
I bought the tiniest one.
Okay.
When I bought it, I was...
Was it $1 million?
It was my children's college fund.
Okay.
No, I will be straightforward with the cost. It was $85. I bought it. I got a gift.
How big was it?
It's so tiny. It's... What's a comparable? It's like the tiny hamburgers at Dairy Queen.
Oh, sure.
Is that a reference that anyone's going to get? It's the size of a mini muffin.
That actually seems kind of big.
Really? A mini muffin?
Yeah.
This is a mini muffin skin cream.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I had a gift card and I used that as an excuse to buy things.
Okay.
I went over the gift card price, but I was justifying it in my brain. But La Mer skin cream for me is very sentimental because my mom is dead. She died almost 11 years ago. And when she was diagnosed with cancer, it was stage 4 pancreatic cancer, I quit the job I was working and I moved home. And I was 26. And I hadn't lived at home at that point for like 6 years. And my parents had changed, their habits had changed in the time that I had been gone, and I hadn't realized it. And one of the things that had happened was my mom had started using this La Mer skin cream. And my mom was very frugal, and especially when it came to like body care, she would just use like bars of soap. And my mom also was the kind of, my also, she wrote a note on her jar of La Mer skin cream so that if anyone went to use it, they would know not to use a lot of it because it was so expensive.
Wow.
So there was a taped on note that was like, only need a tiny bit. So anyway, this...
That's amazing.
The smell of the skin cream is one of kind of like the last sensory experiences I had with my mother while she was alive. And
how could you not buy it?
It's taken me 11 years to like work up the courage to spend fucking $85 on a mini muffin of skin cream.
I get that.
Ugh. But for me, I opened it and it was just like having an experience with my mom. Mm. It was very powerful. So now I'm going to use it forever.
Okay.
Because, you know, I don't have a lot left of her that's so visceral.
Yeah.
You know, I have like photos, but I don't have things that like... feel like she's almost...
Well, and
essence.
You wrote a beautiful essay about giving away her pajamas.
I
finally.
Did for BuzzFeed.com. Maybe you've heard of that site.
I have.
I did. I did start giving things away that started to feel more like a weight rather than like a pleasure to have. But this was something that just like really brought her to me in a really powerful way.
The sensory memory.
Yes, that was very... not jarring is the wrong word, but just kind of like jolting. Just the smell and the texture and like remembering her face when she would put it on during the time I was living at home while she was sick was very, like, just very powerful.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And it made me think of like what products remind people of their parents.
Yeah.
Like things like that and what things they've seen their parents use that
they
still
think of.
For
my mom, it's that Clinique toner.
Totally. My mom used that in the 80s and 90s.
Every woman in the 80s used that. Clinique must have been raking it in.
Oh man,
they were like the only game in town.
Yeah, man, those the three steps.
Yeah. That yellow moisturizer.
Oh, totally. The big jars. I remember it was so luxurious looking. It just looked so
fancy. It felt so fancy.
Fancy
also because my mom, like, we only shop for clothes at, like, Filene's Basement.
Totally.
Like, off-price places.
Filene's Basement, for anyone who's not from the New England area, is like a New England Marshalls, basically. Yeah. And it was amazing.
It was amazing. But Clinique, you had to buy at, like, actual Filene's. So it felt extremely fancy.
Yeah.
And so I just, like, have this memory of this. And I also feel like... it stayed with me that my mom, she wanted bargains like in every aspect of her life. Like she never paid full price for anything, but she would pay full price for Clinique. She'd pay full price for like skincare.
That's how this felt when I came home and my mom was using La Mer. I was like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who? And I didn't know that expensive face creams existed. I was 26 when this happened. And I like took her to Bloomingdale's once to buy it with her. And she was like, just listen, this is going to be... a lot of money. It was just fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, and that she had justified this one thing could be, and I'm like glad she did it.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah. We're going to pause now for a word from our sponsor.
Dory, do you know what I love about traveling?
What do you love about traveling?
It's when you get on the plane and you tuck your stuff away and the white noise of the plane lulls you to sleep like a baby.
That sounds divine.
Do you know what else I love?
What?
Our sponsor, tripping.com. Should I tell you about them?
Yeah, please.
Okay, great. With tripping.com, you, Dory, can spend less time planning your next trip and more time relaxing with tripping.com, the world's number one site for vacation rentals, trusted by millions of travelers and featured by the New York Times, Travel and Leisure, Forbes, and more.
Kate, you know what else?
Go on.
With tripping.com, one search lets you filter, compare, and sort over 10 million available properties on trusted sites like VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more.
Don't wonder if you're getting the best deal on that winter cabin or beachfront home. You'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation with tripping.com.
So don't forget, if you want to save time and money while booking the perfect vacation rental for your next trip, head to tripping.com/forever35 today.
That's tripping.com/forever35.
tripping.com/forever35. I was traveling the last 5 days. I just got back yesterday.
I'm looking at what you have sitting on the table and I'm already excited.
Oh, thank you.
You brought your travel gear.
I brought some of my travel gear. I did not bring all of it. I was in two different cities across the country. I had two hellish days of travel. And I was thinking about what I had brought with me travel-wise that helped keep me at least a little bit sane.
I'm so excited about this one right here.
Okay.
Can you start with that?
Yes. So my travel humidifier.
Which didn't know it existed.
So this thing is amazing. Basically what it is it's like a humidifier stick. It's probably 7 or 8 inches high. 6, 7, 8. I don't know. It's small.
It's small. It has a vibratory quality to it.
You just get a glass of water. You fill a glass of water up. You put it in. It has a USB cord. Okay. A USB cord. So you don't need batteries.
That's
you don't
great.
Need
it's not
an
electric.
AC adapter.
Okay.
Yeah. You plug it into a USB outlet. You turn it on. And after a couple of minutes, mist starts coming out.
That's awesome.
I put it in my hotel room. Hotel rooms are like notorious, like dry skin creators, as I'm sure you're aware.
Or like anytime you travel back to your parents' house where the heat is blasting.
Oh, not at my parents' house.
Oh, no.
I know they keep things real cold. Actually, no, now they live in an apartment where they don't control the heat. So it's actually tolerable.
Like, yeah, like a New York City apartment.
Right.
You don't, yeah.
But when they lived in a house, it was like 58.
Oh, God.
Okay. It was so cold.
Okay.
But yeah, it is great. I feel like I left the East Coast and my skin wasn't falling off. It's amazing. So the one I have is called the Deneve Cool Mist Travel Humidifier. The reason I have this, I believe it was mentioned on The Strategist as like in their gift guide, and it's now sold out like everywhere. I had gotten it for Matt, my husband, because he travels every weekend, and for Christmas, I gave this to him as one of his gifts, and he opened it and he was basically like, when would I ever, like, he didn't say that, but he was like, thanks, honey.
You're like, snatch.
And then like,
basically
like discarded it. And I was like, I'm going to take this. And he's like, okay. So this model appears to be sold out, but I have found one that seems very similar and okay. I will put that one on the website.
Awesome.
So you all can, oh, and also this one was like $25. My alternative is like $15. These are not expensive
That's
products.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. So travel humidifier, definitely get it.
Got it.
The second thing that I will say is I prefer to read books on paper, but if you don't have a Kindle and you're traveling a lot, like what are you doing?
No, Kindle's a game changer.
It's a game changer. My other strong move lately is I get ebooks from the library and it's like, I realize ebooks from the library have existed for years, but I only recently discovered them, like in the last year. And it's amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
You just put books on your Kindle for free. It's like, it's so cool. So it's like the Kindle is like $50 now or something. It's really cheap. It basically pays for itself because you're getting all these books out of the library.
Yeah, you can put that, the Libby. Do you use Libby?
No.
Oh, that's my library app.
I use, do you use the LA Public Library or you use Burbank?
I use Burbank, yeah.
LA uses Overdrive.
Oh, okay. Well, I can join. I have to join back up at LA.
Yeah. So that's my second recommendation, especially when you're on a cross-country flight from Charlotte to Seattle that has no outlets and no entertainment system.
Oh, forget it.
Your Kindle comes in real handy.
Yeah, man, you got to read those books.
Okay, so my next recommendation is you have to have a sleep mask.
Do you? I don't even own one.
Oh my God. It's like not optional. You have to have a sleep mask and you have to have earplugs.
Oh, okay.
Like both these things, if you're staying in a hotel, I'm a light sleeper as discussed. And like if I'm in an unfamiliar place, I'm already waking up like 3 to 4 times a night. If I at least have the eye mask and the earplugs, I can like sort of get some rest.
The eye mask doesn't feel it. Whenever I've worn one, it feels like I just have something on my face and I want to peel it off. Nope.
No. Okay. Maybe, you know, you might be wearing the wrong eye mask. You're going to like the one I put on the website.
Okay, great. I'll check it out.
It's kind of like molds to your face.
Oh.
Yeah, it's comfy. And it just makes things dark. I need things dark.
I totally,
you know?
Yeah, I get that.
Even if there are blackout curtains, if there's like a smidge of light,
no,
I'm like,
I don't like it.
No. And earplugs are just so necessary.
But then you also have the white noise.
Yes. Yeah, so then in addition to the earplugs...
You're just tuning out.
I'm tuning everything out because like both hotels, I was in two hotels this week and both times they put me right next to the elevator, which my husband would love. He loves being close to the elevator. I hate being close to the elevator because I can hear the elevator.
And everybody getting on.
And everyone getting on and getting off and the dinging and it drives me crazy. And also in Virginia, I was in Virginia. I was next to the ice machine.
No way.
That's it loud. Was like, what the hell? So I needed the earplugs and I have an app on my phone called White Noise where you can select from a variety of soothing sounds, number of ocean sounds, waterfalls.
I love a brown noise.
A brown noise.
Brown noise is my favorite.
A yellow noise, a white noise, you know, your standard white noise. And you can have that. You can have that shit on all night.
Yeah, I do that in my house. Yeah, white noise machine.
It's great.
Yeah.
So that is another thing. Okay. So the other thing that all of my crossover listeners from Excellent Adventure, you've heard me talk about my pillow organizer before.
This thing is big.
But Forever 35 listeners, buckle up. I have a pillow organizer. Kate is laughing at me.
Can I take a photo while this is happening? It's huge. I've never seen one this big. Well, I got like a tiny one.
Okay, so.
Hold on. Sorry, everybody. Okay, thank you.
So I have this pillow organizer. It's organized by day. What I like about it is each separate day is removable.
Can I look at it?
Yes. So say you're going on a 3-day trip. You just take Sunday, Monday, Tuesday with you.
They also have 3 different compartments.
Okay, so that's the other thing. I was in the situation where I had to be taking pills in the morning, afternoon, and evening.
And
different pills.
And this is for IVF.
No, this is okay. Just a pill. Oh, my pills?
Yes.
Yes. The pill organizer is not like IVF specific.
Right.
But the pills, yeah. No, the pills were for IVF. And so I needed something. I couldn't just have all my pills in one compartment.
Yeah, that's great.
So I needed something that had different compartments. So this is a 3 compartment one. I believe you can get up to 4 compartment ones. So I really like this because it just keeps it organized. I can just take my little pill things with me. I mean, if you're going on a trip longer than a week, it's kind of annoying, but for just a few days, it's great. So pill organizer, sheet masks.
You
got to bring a couple sheet masks. I did them in the hotel.
And they travel so well.
They travel so well. Yeah. And it's like, oh, this is a little touch of something nice I can do for myself. And it's like hydrating. Your skin is so dry.
Yeah.
Now, I am not, I really want to get to the point where I do a sheet mask on the plane. Have you ever done that?
No, that is, I've pumped breast milk in my seat on a plane.
Oh, wow.
Which is a, yeah. I've done that. I took that leap, but I no.
Were you alone?
Mean like on the plane?
Yeah. Or were you with your husband?
Oh, I was alone. I was traveling for work.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was with the kids here in LA.
That's good.
Yeah. And I, you know, I just was like, I've also pumped milk in my car. I'll pump milk fucking anywhere. You just gotta do what you gotta do.
I'm hoping that by the time I, knock on wood, have a child, those newfangled breast pumps where you can just sort of like, you put them, like I could be pumping right now.
Yes,
you wouldn't know.
I hope there is so much room for innovation when it comes to breast pumps and making them as convenient as possible for moms who have to travel,
totally,
who are working, who are in their cars, on the subway. I mean, anywhere. Let us pull milk out of our bodies, please. The things are so ancient looking and absurd and monstrous and huge. I mean, this is a whole other tirade I could go on another time. But anyway.
So I'm just like.
But I've never done a sheet mask on a plane. That feels very public.
I know. I keep bringing them in my carry, like in my little bag under my seat, because I'm like, okay, this is the plane ride. I'm going to do it. And then I just chicken out every time. So I'm hoping someday.
If you were in a window seat with somebody between you. Like, no, with nobody in the middle.
Right.
And the person was sleeping in the aisle seat. I feel like you could knock one out.
Yeah, especially
just
if it
turn
was a,
and face
especially
away.
If it was a long flight and the lights were down.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's noted.
That's a good dare.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Okay. So sheet masks. My other thing is this crazy toiletries organizer.
I want one so badly. I'm obsessed with what's happening here.
So mine is from a company called Ayayu.
Great.
What I like about it, I like things that you can separate the various components. So this, everything snaps in and out. So I'm snapping one component back in.
That's
see that?
Awesome. Yeah, and it's labeled body wash.
It's labeled body wash with a toothbrush, which makes no sense. Accessories, they have a Band-Aid. And then there's a bigger thing labeled personal care. And this is where I keep
you've got everything here too.
Okay, so this is the other thing that I do. I keep most of the stuff in here at all times so that when it's time to go, I just grab and go. There's a couple of items that I have to take from my normal repertoire.
You travel a lot and I feel like you've probably invested in good mini products. Because I just use whatever I've oh God, you have a fancy mini product.
I have a travel size P50, which I bought because one time I was like, okay, I'm just going to put some P50, some Biologique Recherche, P50 into one of those travel, whatever, 3-ounce travel containers that you buy at the drugstore. It was like hard to get out.
Yeah,
I don't know. It didn't work so well. So I paid $27 for this tiny bottle, but it's lasted me. It's 1.7 fluid ounces. It's lasted me many trips and there's still some left because when I'm going on these trips, first of all, I only use P50 every other night.
Okay.
So that's number one. So I'm not using a ton of it. And then, these trips are a few days at a time and I think it's worth the investment. And then I keep some samples in here of face creams. I got a Aesop hydrating mask.
That Aesop.
I have a little sample of perfume.
Can I smell it?
Oh yeah. This is Gucci Bloom. I liked the scent so much that I bought the full size bottle.
Oh, it smells so nice.
It's so nice. It's lovely. And the bottle is millennial pink.
Gotta have at least one thing in your home that's millennial pink, especially when you're not a millennial.
Totally.
Or like on the general edge of millennialism.
I'm not. You are.
I don't know if I count.
So if I want to take the whole thing with me, I can. If I don't want to, I don't have to.
That thing is $10, this whole travel pack?
This whole shebang is $10, yeah. Kate, will you just read what it says on
long-term travel bag, every day, everywhere, times love. I don't
it just doesn't make any sense,
but it doesn't need to if it holds all your stuff.
Yeah,
because I'm constantly buying these travel bags at Target. They always fall apart. They never quite fit everything.
Right.
They don't do exactly what I want them to
do. So I love this guy. And I also have, for the plane, I have this caudalie. Is that how you say it?
Caudalie? How do I say
caudalie?
Caudalie?
Caudalie, whatever. I have this beauty elixir that says it is for smoothing and glowing complexion. And it's just a face spray. I like to just spritz myself a couple times during the flight.
It gives you a little moisture.
Give me a little moisture. Do you want to try it?
I do. And I feel like I talk about my rose water and glycerin spray, but I feel like that would be a good thing to bring on a plane. Just
exactly.
To give you like a little
zhuzh.
Is it okay if I use
yes,
this?
Okay, go for
here
it.
We go.
Okay.
Ooh, this smells so good.
Pat it on.
Okay.
Just.
This feels nice.
Doesn't it feel nice?
Yeah, I'm in a good place right now.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
I took one more spray.
That's totally fine. So, you know, it doesn't have to be this exact one, but I really like this one. And then you got to have a Mophie.
You have to have a phone charger.
You have to have an extra phone charger because you could end up on the plane that I was on across the country with no outlets, American Airlines.
Dory is coming for you.
Well, you know, it's funny. I almost never fly American. I usually fly Delta. But because of I was coming from Virginia, the time, whatever, I ended up missing my connection anyway because whatever. It's not important. They sent me, I got an email from them that was like, please fill out our survey. And I was like, well, since you asked.
And did they reply?
No, they haven't replied. But I was like, I am never flying your airline again.
I love unleashing on surveys.
I gave all of the staff like excellent.
Yeah, it's not their fault.
It's not their fault. But I was like, it is unconscionable to put people on a 6-hour flight in this day and age with no outlets and no entertainment.
Wait, can I say the biggest, one of the best travel tips is that if you have to use that shitty like go-go Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy it ahead of time on your
yes.
computer, it is cheaper
yes.
than if you buy it while you're sitting on the plane.
It's true.
Always buy it ahead of time. It's remarkably more affordable.
Oh, and did I mention that on my flight to Virginia on Delta, the Wi-Fi was broken?
You know what? In this day and
in
age.
This day and age.
It is unconscionable.
Exactly.
But it is. It's a pain in the ass. Honestly.
It is a pain in the ass. So yeah, so those are all of my travel must-haves to just like make your life a little easier on the road.
This is very helpful, especially that humidifier. That's amazing.
It's a dream.
Because I always end up with like dry nasal passages.
Exactly.
Bloody noses.
Exactly. Dry throat.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst.
So, Kate, I think it's actually time to talk to our guest today.
Okay, I'm ready.
Our guest today is Shirley Braha, aka the mom of Marnie the dog.
An Instagram famous dog.
Indeed. So here's Shirley.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want. What products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
So our guest today is Shirley Braha. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, guys.
Yay.
Shirley is the mom of Marnie the dog, and she also has a really amazing bio that I'm going to read.
I don't know where you copied this from.
I got it from a little site called Wikipedia.
Oh, God.
All right. She started a record label at 16.
True.
She That's created so cool. the indie rock TV show New York Noise.
Yeah.
Okay, accurate. And also created the indie music show Weird Vibes for MTV Hive.
Wow.
And she was named one of the 21 coolest girls in America in 2001 by YM Magazine.
Oh my God.
It was like the ugliest photo in there. It was so bad.
But that is like a dream. To be honored and recognized by YM truly, I would have given anything.
Yeah, it was life changing. I mean, it really altered like my self perception. I was like, oh, like I'm not garbage. Cool.
Yeah. How did it happen?
I don't know. I was probably someone from like one of those indie mailing lists maybe recommended me to someone who worked at YM. It was so long ago.
Yeah, but I know.
Yeah, I was just like kind of like pretty active in the indie music scene right. when I was a teenager. So probably someone just recommended me to them. And
I probably read it and was like, that girl's cool.
If you saw my picture, you would not have thought that, I promise.
Nobody looked good in 2001.
The other 20 YM girls are pretty cute.
Well, we've all moved on since then.
Yeah. But thankfully, that was 17 years ago.
Yeah. God.
I know. Sorry.
But Shirley is still very cool.
Yeah.
So
it's thanks, guys. I'm always extra impressed slash jealous of people who were doing cool shit when they were in high school. Mm. Like who had the like passion and the like, I don't know, determination. I just was doing nothing. I was driving in my boyfriend's car.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I started really young. So like I burnt out young. Like I'm ready to retire. I'm done.
Which actually brings me to what I wanted to talk to you about, which is a routine of yours that is cool and I guess sort of does sound like something someone who was retired might pursue.
I'm like a retired lady. Yeah, I'm like old and retired.
So, yeah, can you tell us a little bit about this routine?
Yeah, so every day – okay, so – when I was working on my TV show, I did this little skit called Patty Pitchfork, where I made my grandma. She did a skit where she would say, "Hi, I'm Patty. I like to wake up, drink my coffee, play piano, and read Pitchfork website." And then I realized, like, oh my god, that is like kind of my life now. I wake up, I drink coffee, and I play piano for an hour every morning. Oh. I usually don't visit Pitchfork anymore, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I do every day. I wake up, drink my coffee, and practice piano for an hour, and it's like the best part of my day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What do you play? Do you play classical? Do you play?
I just started playing a year ago. I started taking lessons like a year and 3 months ago, and I was like really terrible for the first 6 months. But now I play Bohemian Rhapsody. I play Scott Joplin. Yeah, it's really fun.
That's amazing.
Did you buy yourself a piano? Did you really invest in this
experience?
I sure did.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's not fun if you only play on keyboard. Like playing on a real piano
is
so fun.
The keys are like more weighted and
they're heavy. Yeah. I had to build up like muscles in my fingers and stuff, but like I can play now and it's really fun.
That's so cool.
What time in the morning is this taking place?
Whenever I wake up. My life does not have that much structure. I would say like the extent of the structure in my life is that there's coffee and piano playing in the morning. And at some point, I'll wash my face.
Very important.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm asking is, like, you're not disturbing your neighbors or your neighborhood by jamming Scott Joplin at 7 in the morning.
No. I usually wake up around, like, it really depends. Could be 9, could be 12. Who knows?
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
But it's great that, like, that is your habit, that you know, like, you're going to wake up, drink your coffee, and that the piano is a daily ritual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did it happen? How did you decide you wanted to start playing piano?
Well, I wanted to learn piano back in New York, but it really just wasn't practical because my apartment was so small. Where am I putting a piano? Neighbors would complain. Not possible at all. It would take up my entire apartment in New York. But then I moved here and it was on my, like, the back of my mind, oh, I should learn to play piano. And then I was like going for a hike down like Beechwood.
Uh-huh.
And I saw in front of the supermarket, there was an index card that said like Gary piano lessons, $80 a month. And I'm like, $80. Oh my God. The lamp just fell. Oh, God.
Was it a ghost?
Well, I'm glad that did not end too badly. Everything's okay, guys. And I was like, $80, this is a month? Okay. Like, this guy's probably going to be the worst teacher for $80 a month. I don't know what that means. No, he's great. I love Gary. He's one of my best friends.
Is Gary older?
He is. He's probably like a 60-year-old man. Usually, like, I go to him for an hour every week, but the first 15 minutes are just, we just yak it up.
Catch
up.
Do you go to his house?
Yeah, it's in his, like, studio apartment. So, I mean, that's why it's $20 an hour, is because you're playing like in his bedroom, but I don't care.
I also love how like old school the whole process was.
Love it too.
You know, you didn't like find him on Facebook or like you found him on an index card outside a supermarket where like people have been posting this kind of stuff for decades.
I love it.
You know,
it's a great story.
Yeah. Did you have any like hesitation when he was like, come to my house and the piano's in my bedroom? Was there any part of you that was like, I feel like all my woman radar would be spiraling.
I mean, it seemed pretty professional, and he didn't really like me that much in the beginning because I was like really bad. Like he would tell me to do something and like I literally like couldn't do
it.
But
you told him like I've never played before.
I know. Actually, so I was really bad in the beginning, and I around like the sixth week he kept like criticizing me. And I said, Gary, listen, like, I know I'm really bad, but you have to like pretend I'm like doing good, because I need the positive encouragement. And he listened. Aww. And then I became good for real.
When did Gary give you, did he ever give you praise where you were like, oh, he means, this is it?
He means it now. Yeah, yeah. He means it now. I'm his number one most improved student. He talks about me to other people.
Well, the fact that you practice something every day is amazing.
That's the thing. These other students that he has, they probably have like school or work or lives. Like, I'm a retired old lady. I just you know, stay home, drink coffee, play piano.
What do you get emotionally out of playing the piano? Is it meditative? Is it soothing? Is it just fun to have the challenge of it?
I mean, I enjoy everything about it, like the tactile experience of pressing the keys. Also to like actually like to have my two hands be able to play things at the same time. And I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing, but my fingers are moving and a song is happening. And this feels like really magical. And yeah. And also, yeah, I mean, I love that like I finally like learned something new and did it successfully. Yeah. 'Cause you know, you try different hobbies and some stick and some don't. So I'm glad I found one that I actually do like a lot.
It's really cool to hear you talk about playing the piano as an adult, because I took piano lessons as a kid and like I liked it, but I didn't really like practicing. I was kind of a brat about it. Like I took it seriously, but not that seriously. And I quit, you know, after I quit probably in like seventh or eighth grade. And I didn't have this kind of like intellectual meditative experience that you're describing, and I wonder if I went back to it now, if I would have just a different perspective on it.
I think when you're a kid, like, you're just teaching whatever the teacher tells you to learn. When you're an adult, you'd be like, no, I want to learn Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah,
right. And like, that's kind of what pushes you. You're like, oh my gosh, this sounds beautiful, and I'm playing the song I want to play. If I was like just playing like all these like classical songs that I don't care about, not, I mean, I like classical too, but you know, if I had to learn a song that I didn't want to learn, it's not going to encourage me to continue learning.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played clarinet and I quit in fifth grade. And my husband is teaching himself piano. And he goes out, he bought himself like a giant keyboard in our garage. And he does like a class on an iPad. But it's very satisfying for him. Like for similar reasons. Like all he wants to do is go practice the piano.
That's really
Whereas
cool.
like as a kid, I hated practicing music.
Yeah.
I hated practicing anything. It felt like such a chore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting to do it as an adult where you can actually find gratification in the work.
I also love that it's like just for you.
Yeah.
Totally. Know? Yeah.
Not I mean, like I, your parents.
I like breaking it out for people. Don't get me wrong.
Really?
Like it's really fun. Look, watch me play. You know, like I do enjoy that. That part's fun too. But I really, yeah, it is my favorite part of the day.
Also, don't you feel like there's something really cool about learning something new as a grown up?
Yes.
Because I feel like there's a part of me that's kind of like, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like I'm an adult. I can't start from scratch. I mean, I learned how to play basketball a few years ago, and it was the same similar experience where I was like, well, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm 30, in my 30s, I should know. And to be new at something as an adult is terrifying. But really
I think
cool.
It's a really dangerous road to go down, being like, oh, I'm too old, I shouldn't learn this.
Yeah.
I think that's what keeps life fun, is like just learning new things, I think, like, or trying new stuff.
Oh,
otherwise,
totally.
You get so bored. At this age, if you don't try new stuff, you just want to die.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's like, I think they've done studies on this, that like, it's good for your brain to learn a new skill, even into your like 60s and 70s.
Well, I was getting so dumb for a while. Like, I really was. And I, like, my memory was garbage. And so like, the cool thing about piano is that like, you know, every day I'm playing like a thousand different notes that I managed to memorize. So I'm like, okay, I have some kind of memory.
Do you have to learn how to read music too? Or did you already know how to do that?
I knew a little bit from, I played guitar in high school, but I quit that because I just didn't like it that much. It just wasn't, I don't think I was really meant to play guitar. Like, I didn't like guitar because the thing about guitar is you can't really play a song on it. You can play rhythm accompaniment, or, you know, you can play a riff. But the thing about piano is you can play a song all by yourself. You don't need like a band.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, I think just guitar was disappointing because I'm like, okay, I'm strumming a bunch of chords, but I don't really sing. So all I'm doing is strumming some chords. Who cares?
Yeah. My husband plays guitar and he usually plays along to
like he'll play a song from like YouTube or something and he'll play along.
He has a lot of guitars, that guy.
He does.
He has a lot of guitars.
Like a room of guitars. Right.
Yeah, he has a room of guitars. He, I think, has guitar acquisition syndrome, which is definitely like a real thing.
Gas?
Yeah, gas. where you, I mean, it's like, I think it's, you know, related to like OCD. You know, you kind of get obsessed with certain guitars and then you get that guitar and you've already like moved on to the next guitar.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I did just bring in 20 bottles of skincare.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it all relates, right? Like it's all connected.
But he, like, I think he wants me to feel about something the way that he feels about guitars.
I feel like you have passion in life.
I have passions, but they're not as singular. Do you know what I mean? Like, he gets into one thing.
Yes.
Very, yeah. And it's always, like, acquisitive. And I'm more of like an experiences person, and he's more of a like, I want to have all these guitars.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I definitely do know what you mean, and I don't think one's right and one's wrong.
Totally.
I think it's great to have a lot of different interests.
Totally. And and I will say, like, I think if he didn't play them, I would feel weird about it.
Oh, but he does.
He plays all of them.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Like, and he like loves them all.
Hell yeah.
So it's like, all right.
Yeah.
But yes, he does have a lot of guitars.
Also, I feel like one of the best things about working really hard is when you can reward yourself with a thing like that. You know what I mean? Like when you're able to actually purchase something that means that much to you, it's so satisfying.
Yeah.
And you appreciate it, the value of it so much.
I mean, you must have felt that way when you bought the piano.
I barely could play when I bought the piano. I bought it to play it, but I also bought it because I had like an empty like swath of wall, and I'm like, a piano would look perfect here.
Amazing. Where did you buy the piano?
Craigslist. It's like a 80s like white piano.
Oh, it's that's great. So cool.
Is it like a baby grand piano?
No, it's an upright piano. It's like a normal size piano, but it's like a white piano.
A white piano. Because
when you said white piano, my uncle had a white baby grand piano in the 80s.
The 80s, yeah. It's such an 80s thing. Oh, my God.
People also had pianos in their homes.
We had a baby grand piano.
A baby grand? We never had
it was
a
my,
piano.
It was fancy.
It had been my great-grandmother's.
Okay.
And then when she, like, died, we got her piano. And it was like always out of tune, but it was like a baby grand piano. It was like a real piano.
Yeah, that's a big ass thing.
It was a big thing.
You need space. And you also have to like not have neighbors really.
Yeah. I mean, we lived in a house.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I grew up outside of Boston, so we weren't like on top of people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've thought about, Matt recently suggested that we get a piano. We don't have room for a piano, but like, I think maybe after you and I talked about your piano, like I was kind of like, it would be nice. It does sound very meditative to kind of take that time for yourself. And you do see the tangible results. Like you get better.
If you practice.
If you practice.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I actually practiced a lot. I was very bad, and I practiced a lot. And now I'm okay.
An hour a day is a lot
to do anything. Do you have a routine for your practice sessions?
I just go through my entire repertoire.
Okay.
And sometimes I'll add on a little bit to some songs. Uh-huh. Sometimes I'll just practice what I already know.
Have you composed your own music?
No. It doesn't interest me. I don't know. No.
That never interested me.
But maybe once you get so good.
I don't know. I like, and someone who is more musically inclined could probably say this more accurately, but I feel like there's a different brain for people who can compose music. You can be very good at playing music.
Sure, sure, sure.
And
I know what you mean.
Have no idea how to compose music.
But here's a real like adult thing that I've been doing lately. Like I do a lot of like investing.
Oh my God. Surely. Are you into cryptocurrency?
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm so deep in it. It's been a really rough week. It's like crypto's been down.
Are the markets bad?
Crypto's been down this week, yeah. But like the last month it's been amazing. So it's just a roller coaster. But I kind of like having a little bit of drama like that in my life because I don't like real drama, but I like the drama of the markets.
This is something I don't understand. I don't do. I come from a dad who worked in finance professionally. This sounds, but he was a stock analyst, so he would review stocks and then advise people on if they should buy them.
Oh, that's so intriguing.
Yeah, so he's very interested in it still. I mean, now he's retired, but and my husband like enjoys picking a stock and following it. But this is, I don't get, I just don't connect with it.
How did you get into crypto?
Well, I used to buy Bitcoin from the Silk Road.
Do you still have Bitcoin?
And I traded them in, like after they got really high, I traded them in for these other coins I have now. Like Ethereum's been going up a lot.
I don't understand. What is Ethereum? It's just a different kind of coin?
That's the thing. Like most people think like, oh, they're just like imaginary coins. But like these are actually, some of them, like Ethereum, it's sort of a platform that decentralized apps can be built upon. So it's actually, it's currency, but it's also infrastructure for like a decentralized digital future.
Whoa.
Yeah. And like, my brain doesn't entirely understand it, but like Ethereum is infrastructure. So when you're buying Ethereum, you're not just like, it's not just like, oh, money. It's like,
you're
yeah, an asset.
Participating an asset. In like the building of a digital world.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, where do you watch it? Like, is there a stock market to watch?
Oh my God, yeah. There's, I use apps. I have like this CoinStat app that lists all the different currencies and you can watch them in real time. And the market cap of crypto like really exploded right around like the new year. It went up like a lot, but in the last week, dipped down a lot.
Is that why there are all these news stories about Bitcoin? Because everybody who had invested in Bitcoin basically got a there's stocks. I don't know what to call them.
Yeah, there's some of them are they're sort of like stocks because there's like companies behind them. And yeah, like before I got into this, I just thought all these coins were just like kind of knockoff versions of Bitcoin.
Yeah,
but like no, actually there's like companies behind these things and they're trying to do different kinds of stuff. I don't know.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so I like last week I was like flying high. I was like making a lot of money, but this week, but I'm still up, which is good.
Yeah.
And I also, I mean, I've been messing around with the stock market for like the last year or two. So that's sort of, you know, what my appetite for like risk. Cause I don't like gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Cause the odds are on the house. But right. I feel like with the stock market, the odds are on you. Like there's more than a 50% chance that the market's going to be going up in the future.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Where do you do your research?
I mean, there's so much conflicting information on the internet. Everyone's like just telling you different things. But I mean, Reddit is good. Honestly, for a minute, I was looking at 4chan.biz. Like, it was kind of good for a minute, but it's been really like in the last couple of weeks, everything's just been like infiltrated by all these like, you have to be very careful with who you trust because there's all these, they're called like pump and dump groups. And basically, like there's they use these different apps like Telegram and Slack to basically like, you know, get like thousands of people together and then like one guy's like, okay, we're gonna pump this coin and then like, but only certain people in that pump and dump group actually make money. The other ones like kind of get screwed sometimes. But then and then there's groups like that and then there's also other groups where they somehow reward members for shilling coins on the internet. So like, you know, cause like if you see one guy shilling a coin, you don't take one guy's opinion. But when you see like 20 different people saying, oh, this coin's great, you're like, oh, well, it must be great. Well, but actually, no, you can't even trust that because there are these groups where, you know, all these like members of the group get rewarded for shilling a coin all over like Reddit and 4chan and like Twitter and everywhere.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of market manipulation going on. And really at the end of the day, all you can do is just like research the individual assets and find out like which people actually know what they're talking about and maybe go with them. I do think there's money to be made. I do think that and yeah, I don't know. I mean, I made a lot of money off the stock market in the past few years, so I'm definitely down with investing.
What advice would you give someone who doesn't have experience investing and wants to kind of just or who get feels into it.
Overwhelmed.
You just gotta dip your toe in. You know, you don't have to put all in, but like you, as you get older, or even when you're younger, like you should start familiarizing yourself with these things a little bit, because it takes years to build up a comfort level to like do this and do it with like any sort of knowledge. Yeah, just dip your toe and buy some Amazon stock. Like Amazon stock, it's probably not going to go down much, and in the future, it's probably just going to continue going up.
Can I ask a very basic question?
Yeah.
Let's say I wanted to dip my toe in. What would be like the least amount of money I could dip? Like $100? Or are we talking like
a dollar?
Okay.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That sounds actually more fun than I thought it would be.
Yeah. So we can have a Forever 35 stock trading
group. Yeah. Let's find that. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That actually, there isn't a, maybe there is, but I don't ever chat about stock trading with people.
Well, like, I feel like there is a history of like women investment groups.
My grandma was in a stock investment group.
Oh, cool.
But they, you know, but then they did it in the .com era. And so they were having a lot of fun for a while, and then they all started losing money.
Yeah.
And
right.
So like, yeah, I'm having fun investing now, but like, I'm sure when it's like a bear market, I don't think I'd be like, oh yeah, I love investing. Like,
right.
It's much harder than. Yeah.
Right. But you seem to have a good perspective on all of it.
I mean, I think there's a lot of luck involved. Like, you do not, nobody is a psychic. Nobody knows where the market is headed. Yeah.
I like, I just like the idea of having an app to check all day. I find checking an app very soothing.
Oh,
like just,
you would be obsessed with this.
Like, yeah. That would make me go crazy. / it would fulfill me.
Yeah. Well, Shirley, I think the only other question I have is, tell us about Marnie's self-care routine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Marnie is 16. She really, like, she sleeps all day. In the morning, I put eye drops. I put ear drops. She drinks some water. She takes another nap. I'll brush her hair once a day. And, you know, she sleeps a lot. She's old.
She's old.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
She's easy. That sounds like a great life. She's also retired.
She kind of is. Yeah, we moved out to LA and we just chill.
You just, you play piano, she naps with her eye drops.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great life.
Well, it was a true pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. This was so fun.
Oh, yeah. It was so great. Where can we find you on all over the internet?
Follow my dog. I don't call that much attention to myself on the internet, but it's at Marnie the Dog on Instagram.
And Gary, at Gary for piano lessons.
Yeah. And if you want, I'm on Twitter at Shirley Braha.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. Gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs, including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Are you going to invest in crypto?
I might invest in a piano.
Sure. Should we make a piano cryptocurrency?
We're going to win it big.
I can't wait.
Both those things intimidate me, but I might try.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah. Whatever cryptocurrency you invent, I'm going to invest in it.
Okay, done.
And then I'm going to do a pump and dump scheme. And we're going to get rich. And everyone else
and
is going to lose
go
money.
To jail, right?
Yeah. And then they're going to make a movie about us.
That would be cool.
Call Boiler Room.
Who would play you?
Emily Mortimer.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She would.
Or Mara Wilson. Those are the two that I get.
I get Ricky Lake and Tina Fey.
Oh, Tina Fey.
I'd take Tina. I would take either Ricky or Tina.
Definitely. I see Tina more than Ricky, to be honest. If we're being honest.
Well, you could watch Ricky's Home Birth and maybe you might see a little bit of me come out.
Ew.
Nope. Yeah.
Okay. Kate, last week, your intention was earlier bedtime / get off your damn phone.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It's going better. I did it last night, actually.
You know, we were texting the other night and you were like, I'm going to go to bed now. And it was like 9 p.m.
I was not feeling well.
And I was impressed.
Thank you. And I have to kind of be like, now I'm leaving the phone zone. I'm plugging it into the kitchen and I'm going to go into my room where there's no phone.
I respect that.
It makes such a difference. It's hard. I miss having the crutch of my phone.
Yeah.
But I then just like pick up a book instead of looking at my phone. And I also in the morning, I don't wake up and then immediately like roll over and grab my phone and check Twitter to see what disaster is happening. Which is really nice. I just kind of like wake up.
You like wait a beat.
I rest a little bit and then...
Do you and Anthony wake up at the same time?
More or less. I tend to get up a little bit earlier because I like to kind of get a jump on everybody. But it's been really nice. So if I'm consistent with it, I think it will make a big difference. It's just really hard because I immediately like, I forget and then I bring it in and then I'm like, oh, you're here. You can stay.
Totally.
It's like my phone is like a guy I'm trying to break up with, but then I keep bringing him home.
Ugh.
You know, those people, you know, those.
Yeah, I hate those.
Yeah. So I'm just in that cycle.
Do you have a, like when you don't have your phone in your room, do you have a specific spot that you leave it in?
It's in our kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like where the other phone plug is in my house. So it just goes there. But this week.
Yeah. What's your intention this week?
I'm going to try to make very simple meals that are healthy that everybody in my family will eat and enjoy.
Great.
Cooking for my kids and for myself is really a struggle for me and stressful and anxiety creating. And I'm just not, I don't enjoy cooking. And I want us to all be able to eat the same thing and to like it. And I want people to stop asking me if I've read Bringing Up Bebe about kids eating food, which maybe you did ask me, but not about that.
Mm.
Not to say that I'm mad at you for asking, but I...
No, it was in the context of how magazines are always telling people how to act French.
How to be French. Yes. Yeah. I feel like anytime I'm like, oh, my kids are picky. They're like, well, have you read the book about how the French do it? And I'm like, yeah, motherfuckers, I have.
Right.
And my kids developed their pickiness on their own. I was like eagerly giving them, you know, weird, interesting foods and spices and flavors.
So much brie.
So much brie.
And they just didn't want to eat it.
Camembert.
Ugh.
Crusty breads. And they just put on their berets and ignored it all. No, but I get like almost embarrassed when there's just kind of like an air of talking about kids eating food and like, you know, if your kid is eating hot dogs or chicken nuggets, like you've done something wrong, which number one, no.
Right.
My kids eat all that shit. They're going to keep eating.
Also like this
box
is,
mac and cheese forever.
To me, this feels like parenting 2018.
It's like privileged parenting.
Yeah. Because like when, I mean, when we were growing up, I don't think anyone was like giving my mom shit for my brother eating fish sticks and Elio's all the time.
It's just another, this is a struggle for me is like healthy living is a symbol of
privilege.
Wealth and privilege. Yeah. Yeah. And it's hidden under the guise of like, we're being healthy and like, you've got to give your kids the best and blah, blah, blah. But then there's a whole lot of classism that comes along with it.
Yeah.
But I am trying to like feed them stuff that's generally good for them.
Right.
And that I can also eat that we're all going to sit down and like together. So that's what I'm working on. And then also not like beating myself too much if they reject what I make. Because it could be really depressing when you've just spent an hour making a thing and the two people sitting across from you reject it. And then you also have like 6 gallons of, you know,
totally
stew.
Ugh.
That then you just kind of, you know,
that must be
work your
the
way through.
Worst.
It's just, I mean, it could be worse, but it's just a,
yeah, sure, but it's
just a struggle.
Like,
it's like a little demoralizing.
Yeah, and, demoralizing.
So I'm just working on that, guys. Anyone else who is feeding people or yourself? I don't know. It's hard. If you have good recipes that are like basic. Also, I'm a terrible cook. I don't follow instruction well.
I feel like you're not.
I don't enjoy it. I need like the easiest things.
Right.
I'm not going to be making like a sous vide. Like you guys, you have that sous vide thing that you boil.
Matt does that. Okay. I got it for him. I am a fine cook. Like I'm fine. I enjoy it most of the time and I can follow a recipe, but I'm not really an instinctive cook. Matt is actually an instinctive cook and like knows what spices go together and like all that kind of stuff. And like likes to play around in the kitchen with different gadgets and all that stuff. And is a better sort of, organically, he's a better cook than I am, which is sad that he doesn't have time to cook anymore. But yeah, all the gadgetry in our house is pretty much for Matt.
Okay. I didn't realize.
Including like the Instant Pot, which I bought thinking, oh, I'm going to use this. And then Matt was like, this is so cool. And just started using it all the time. And I was like, that's fine. You can cook.
Have fun.
Or, you know, he'll be like, he wants to go to the grocery store because he doesn't trust me to like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually hilarious. We have an annual holiday party and I like ordered the stuff we needed. I put in an Instacart order and the stuff came and he was like, this is what you ordered.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, honey.
Who knew he was a food snob?
And he's like,
grocery.
He's like, I have to go to Costco now. And he like, he went to Costco, then he went to Ralph's. It was like, yeah. And so, you know what? I'm also just like, great.
Yeah, you do it.
You do it. Yeah. That's fine with me. I have no need to do this. But now that just means that like no one cooks in our house now.
I mean.
Anyway.
Okay, wait. You were going to drink water while you were traveling.
Yes.
Did you accomplish this? You have a water bottle on the table. Did you do it?
I do. I don't think I drank as much as I wanted to, but I did stay hydrated.
That's a feat.
Yeah. So I'm going to, you know, I'll give myself a B+.
Okay. That's a good grade.
Yeah. Not bad.
No. B+ is an awesome grade.
It's fine.
I mean, this is the kid who like was pretty psyched to bring home a B+. I feel like it'd be, you know.
Yeah.
Let's not dig into my past, like my emotional problems from high school.
So my intention this week is to be on time.
That's a great one.
I have a problem with, I'm not chronically late and I'm not someone who shows up like 45 minutes late for things, but I'm generally 5 to 10 minutes late for pretty much everything. And I feel like it's disrespectful. And I want to change that about myself. Also, it means that I'm always rushing.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
And it doesn't feel good. And I'm always like, oh shit, I'm gonna be late for this yoga class. I have to rush to yoga.
Yeah,
and
it's terrible.
And then I get to yoga like in this state of this frenzied state. And it's like, ooh, this is kind of defeats the purpose. So I'm trying to not jam as many things into short periods of time, and to not what I think the crux of the problem is I overestimate what I can accomplish in a short period of time. It's like, oh, well, before I go to meet Kate, I'll have time to make dinner, walk the dog, like, yeah, put on makeup, like, just, you know, I'm like, oh, that'll only take me like half an hour, all of those things. And it's like, no, that's like 2 hours worth
of
stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. Yeah.
So I'm trying to just be more realistic about like what I can accomplish. It's also good. My husband he's the opposite. He leaves so much extra time for everything. He's early to everything, you know? And so I'm trying to take a little bit of his.
That's great. I love thing. That. I also love that you just wrote here that it's not respectful of other people's time.
It's not.
Which I think is something I always forget too, but you're right, it's not.
Yeah, it's like, no, that other person is now waiting for you.
Yeah.
Waiting for me. So I'm just going to try and do that this week.
Awesome.
So,
well, let's see how we do.
All right. Kate, where can people find us?
Okay, guys, you can find us on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, on Twitter at Forever35Pod. Our website is Forever35Podcast.com.
And that's where you can find all of the things that we mentioned on the show.
The list of products, the links to them.
It's all there.
Yes. I'm sorry if we are making you spend money on things. Hopefully, they're all returnable.
Yeah, and hopefully you love them all more as much as we do.
And if you want to email us with topics you want to hear, product recommendations, more music recs,
yeah,
anything. We are forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
We will.
Bye.
Bye. Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Kate Spencer and Dori Shafrir, and produced and edited by Sammy Junio. Please leave us podcast reviews. It really helps people find the show. And definitely be sure to tune in to our episode next week, where we interview the amazing writer and publicist Kima Jones.
And she tells us all about her dry brushing, which is amazing.
It's changed my life.
Yeah.